Editor. I am opposed to the proposal to build two more towers, 32 stories each, at Scott Road and 80th Avenue. This project appears to be another sign of City Council's disregard for the residents and livability of North Delta. It seems that North Delta alone, already with 50% of the population of Delta, has been singled out to bear the burden of increased population density for the city, with skyscrapers and the accompanying traffic and congestion. Over the last 50 years that I have lived in North Delta 1 have seen many changes, and now we are living with the results of ongoing poor and neglectful planning on the part of the city and, to a degree, the province. The congestion on Scott Road, 72nd Avenue and Nordle Way, to say nothing of the rat's nest of roads at and around the Highway 91, Highway 17 intersections and overpasses, is horrendous. The additional congestion and pollution that vehicles from hundreds of new condos, with 1,577 new parking stalls, will make life in our community much worse. For years we have been experiencing more and more congestion in our neighborhoods and especially along Scott Road, Nordle Way and 72nd Avenue. With sections of only two-lane traffic on 72nd, it simply cannot accommodate the volume of local, bus and commuter traffic to and from Highway 91. Without a hospital in North Delta, a community of over 50,000, the half-hour drive to the nearest hospital, longer in rush hours, in Ladner or Surrey will certainly be lengthened with any increased density and with the accompanying congestion. The new towers, if approved, will put additional pressure on our crowded schools and rec centers, on water resources and on police, fire, bylaw and ambulance services. I urge mayor and council to think of ways that the quality of life and the enjoyment of our neighborhoods can be improved in North Delta, not worsened. Mayor and council should reject this development proposal. Richard Hoover.